You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are preparing to head to spring training, where pitchers and catchers are reporting very soon, and they're also in the midst of celebrating a Hall of Famer, so all kinds of fun stuff going on with them. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about all of that. I'm Allison Footer. T.R., the Mike Napoli saga, I don't know if you want to call it a saga, but it continues, and I guess, I mean, J.D. kind of alluded to the fact that there's still room to make a deal, even though he's not identifying anybody specifically, but do you think there's still interest in Napoli, and do you think that they would go more than 1 year? It seems like that might be a sticking point. Would they be willing to extend it beyond a one-year deal?
Yeah, listen, I think that if they were offering more than a one-year deal, it would be done by now. So I really believe, if what I'm hearing, although not from anybody in authority, that it's all, the Rangers are only willing to go 1 year. I don't see the harm in going 2 years for a guy who's a first baseman, a designated hitter, tremendous offensive player, really what this team needs. But they're, right now, that seems to be the biggest hang-up. Otherwise, I think this could get done. And, you know, I don't even know if you would call it a saga, because a saga suggests there's a lot of events and turns and twists and plot twists and all that. This has been real quiet since, you know, we first started writing about it in December, that it looked like it was going to happen. And at the time, everybody seemed to be really optimistic that it was going to get done, but it's just kind of flattened out. You know, last week the Rangers signed James Loney and to a minor league contract. I'm just wondering if that's a little bit of a pressure ploy on the Rangers' part, a little pressure on Napoli to, like, hey, you know, we got somebody. If you don't want to come aboard, we got this guy, which I don't know if that'll work, because Mike Napoli is what the Rangers need, a right-handed power-hitting first base DH. I think he still knows that. I think he knows how much the Rangers need him, so it might be a little bit of a standoff right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting standoff because, like you said, Napoli knows that the Rangers really need him. At the same time, Napoli's got to be sitting there a little shaking in his boots a little bit, just because it is, as we're recording this, January 26th. I mean, it's getting down to crunch time, and for a player of his caliber to still not know where he's playing has to be stressful on his side, too. And it's sort of like, who's going to blink first, maybe?
Yeah, well, you know, if you go back to the old law of supply and demand, you know, you look at the offseason, you know, the pitching went quickly, and, you know, and some other positions went quickly. Well, you know, the first base DH area, you know, you still got guys out there. Chris Carter's still out there. You know, Ryan Howard, Justin Morneau, Adam Lind. You know, I know Valbuena signed this week, but I think Pedro Alvarez is still out there, too. So there's still a lot of guys out there. So I think that there's a lot more supply than there is demand. And I think the Rangers are kind of using that as a part of their negotiating ploy. And, you know, they keep saying, every time we ask John Daniels about it, he's very coy. He says, you know, if it's the right fit, financially, we'll do it, but otherwise, we're very content to go with the guys we've been. And you know, right now, Austin, they got six guys. You start with Josh Hamilton and James Loney, and you know, you got to look at Ryan Rua, Jerickson Profar, Joey Gallo, and the young rookie Ronald Guzman. Any one of those six guys could play first base. I mean, that's it from inside, unless they bring Mike Young out of retirement. But you know, that's a lot of competition right there in itself.
Absolutely. Okay, so moving off the field a little bit, the Rangers. I don't want to say it was a surprise, but Pudge Rodriguez being elected to the Hall of Fame on his first ballot, on his first try, was very exciting. I did not think this was going to happen, only because the way that things trend, the public ballot, sort of when you're tallying all the ballots that have been made public leading up to the announcement, he was at over the 75% threshold, but not that much. And there's always usually like a 5% drop-off. And Pudge actually, I think, increased a percentage point. Did this surprised you at all that he got in on the first ballot?
Well, you know, I know the tracker you're talking about, Ryan Thibodeau, does it, a young kid out of Oakland. Everybody follows it, love it. It's kind of like the presidential polls, and there's a right plus margin for error. But you know, like last year, I think Hoffman went up after the ballots came out. You know, Pudge dropped a little bit, like 3 points at the end. You know, this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Everybody knows he's one of the greatest catchers of all time. Tremendous defensive player, 14-time All-Star, 13 gold gloves, on and on and on. I talked to him about being in the top five: Johnny Bench, Josh Gibson, Yogi Berra, and Roy Campanella and Pudge. Those are my top five. You know, there's always the performance-enhancing part of it, and the Jose Canseco book, and the innuendo, and you know, a lot of guys had gone through it. Dotson went through it. Bagwell obviously did. Who knows why some other guys have fallen so far off or had to wait so long, but it's just part of the whole Hall of Fame process here. In the past 5-6 years, we've seen, Allison, that some guys, you know, are going to have to wait just to fight their way through the muck and the mud. But Pites got in on the first ballot, 76%, not overwhelming like Ken Griffey Jr., but to me, he's a definite Hall of Famer. He's definitely one of the top five of all time. I think it's great that the Rangers are finally retiring his uniform number.
Yeah, that brought me to my next question. So they're not wasting any time with that. They're going to retire this year. Some teams have different philosophies on when they do that. A lot of teams do it the year that they do get in the Hall of Fame. The Astros did not with Bagwell and Biggio. They did it soon after they retired. So that's pretty cool because while there are a lot of players in the Hall of Fame who play for the Rangers, as far as somebody who was signed originally by the Rangers and made his debut, I mean, Pudge is in a class all his own. So that's pretty cool that they're not waiting around and they're just going to do it this season.
Yeah, I think the Rangers have kind of had high standards about the retiring numbers. And, you know, they do have their Rangers Hall of Fame, and that's a little more liberal among who they induct. And the guys they induct are worthy. They're just not on the same level as, you know, guys are going to Cooperstown. And the Rangers have only retired three uniform numbers, Jackie Robinson being one of them. That's universal. Nolan Ryan, who's obvious, and Johnny Oates, who's so revered here, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame, he's definitely, you know, held in high esteem by all Rangers fans. So, you know, they waited on Pudge, you know, and it's definitely an honor. I think it's overdue, but he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's just a great guy. It was nice to see him so moved by the whole thing. He's been so gracious and, you know, hasn't been trying to hide that he's very caught up in this and a little overwhelmed by everything. So that's pretty cool, too, to see a, you know,
yeah,
a good person,
yeah,
good representative.
Yeah, he's really excited about this. I mean, and all Hall of Famers are. I mean, it's obviously when you get to the Hall of Fame, it's a huge honor for everybody. But Pudge is so unabashed about the whole thing. He wanted it. He wanted it bad. He made no secret about it. And he's really enjoying it. He's eating it up. He got to be introduced at the Maverick game, and now he's kind of doing a victory lap around his homeland of Puerto Rico. So he's having a great time with it. But, you know, anybody who saw him, I know he had him in Houston for just a short time, but anybody who watched Pudge Rodriguez over that 21-year career knows this guy deserves every accolade he's getting right now.
Yeah, absolutely, and great guy. Okay, good times. TR, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.